Rwandan First Lady Jeannette Kagame closed the conference by challenging African governments and societies to break taboos concerning HIV/AIDS, stop practicing unsafe sex, and protect children from becoming infected. She urged participants to continue to fight HIV/AIDS and not to discriminate against people living with the disease.
Too often, we are elaborating our efforts to protect the reputation of the wealthy and say they die or are suffering from ailments other than AIDS. But at the same time, we are quick to judge the poor as irresponsible when they become victims of this scourge. AIDS does not make social judgment. So why do we? AIDS does not affect families based on the economic wealth, so why should we?
Kagame said that in her country, the fight against HIV/AIDS is particularly intense because of what Rwanda went through in 1994, when ethnic Hutu extremists waged genocide against minority Tutsis and moderate Hutus.
You all know that barely 13 years ago, we lost over 1 million lives in just 100 days. We simply cannot afford to lose any more lives to an affliction we can do something about.
Kagame was one of the speakers closing the four-day HIV/AIDS implementers meeting, in which about 2,000 participants from around the globe looked at how governments, business, the healthcare sector, and others can collaborate in the fight against HIV/AIDS. Artist and UNAIDS Special Representative Mary Fisher, who designs bracelets and employs HIV-positive women in Rwanda and Zambia to make the jewelry, also addressed the meeting. Fisher, who is HIV positive, said poverty-stricken women living with HIV/AIDS need steady work with decent wages and fair compensation for what they produce, so that they can take charge of their lives and feed and clothe their families.
My sisters are weary of charity. We want work. We do not want medications that keep us breathing, but enslaved. We want the dignity that comes with proving that we matter. The power that accompanies a just wage. Drugs give us the capacity to live, but employment gives us a reason.
In many presentations throughout the conference, experts stressed the need to make HIV/AIDS programs and services relevant to the people they serve and to involve local communities in the design and implementation of those programs. Father Edward Phillips, a Catholic priest who works in Nairobi's informal settlements, said he and his colleagues came up with a way of getting people to stick to their cumbersome antiretroviral regimes.
We're asking people to take the medication for the rest of their lives. So how do we motivate them on a consistent basis to take medicines on the rest of their lives? Well, at least I can tell you for Kenya, I cannot speak for the rest of Africa. Kenyans love certificates. And so I said, hey, let's make certificates. If you take your medication well, the end of the year, you're going to get a certificate. It's also a stigma breaker.
The conference was sponsored by the United States President's Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief, along with the Global Fund to Fight AIDS, Tuberculosis, and Malaria, the World Bank, and three United Nations agencies. Sub-Saharan Africa is especially hard hit by the scourge. Although the continent contains 10% of the world's population, it is home to almost 70% of people around the globe living with HIV/AIDS. The United States President's Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief is a five-year, $15 billion initiative to help countries treat and prevent the spread of HIV/AIDS. Kathy Maitney for VOA News, Kigali.